order. Carla, would you please read the item before us? Oh, excuse me. Would you please do the roll?
Yes. Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Okay, Carla, would you please read council item number 620?
Appeal of Eastmoreland Neighborhood Association against hearing officer's decision to approve a zone map amendment, adjustment, and land division partition at 3058 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard, LU13219755ZCADLDP.
Ms. Beaumont.
Members of the council, this matter was scheduled for hearing about 2 months ago and was continued to today because the parties were in the process of negotiating a settlement. They have concluded that settlement. The property at issue has been sold by the developer to two of the neighbors. Since that time, BDS recently received a letter from the applicant withdrawing their application for a zone change, land division, and adjustment. The appellant has also sent the council a letter requesting no further consideration of their appeal. And to provide clarity to the parties and everyone about the status of the hearings officer's decision and the current comprehensive plan and zoning designations for the property, I have recommended to the council a possible motion to adopt to make that very, very clear. So that's where we are today.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. As the commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Development Services, I move that the council adopts an order that states the applicant, Rob Humphrey, has withdrawn the underlying application for a zone change, land division, and adjustment for a site located at 3058 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard with the land use number that Carla just read. The appellant, Eastmoreland Neighborhood Association, has asked the council to remove the appeal from the council agenda and give it no further consideration. As a result of the applicant's and appellant's actions, the council lacks jurisdiction to address the substantive issues raised in the appeal or to approve or deny the underlying application, and the hearings officer's decision is void and of no effect. In adopting this order, the council expressly takes no position on the appellant's claims of error concerning the hearings officer's decision or the substantive merits of the hearings officer's decision. The effect of the council's order is that the zoning and comprehensive plan designation for the site remains unchanged. The site remains residential 7000, R7, with a comprehensive plan designation of residential 5000, R5, unless or until the zoning plan designation is changed by either a future application for a quasi-judicial comprehensive plan map amendment and or zone change, or two, a future legislative revision to the comprehensive plan or zoning maps that includes the site.
I will second that motion.
Any discussion on the motion?
Just that it is the longest motion I have ever made.
It might be. Okay, then let's take a roll call on the motion, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to both parties for working on this and the mayor for setting it over so that that could happen. Aye.
Hales.
Oh, and staff for very good work. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that we got to yes on this one. We have more work to do in the comp plan and elsewhere on how this kind of change is accommodated or not in our rules, but this was a good outcome. Good work. Thank you. Aye. And we are, without any further action necessary, right?
Correct.
Adjourned.
Excellent.
Thank you all.
Enjoy the second
and maybe
half.
A new record.
Thank you.